at the end of the day in dentistry, there is the common focus of patient care. And like we can all get on board for that. So at the end of the day, we're all on the same team. And it's such a spirit of collaboration that I'm so grateful to be in this industry. I couldn't imagine any other industry I'd want to work in.
This is Growth in Dentistry, a dental intelligence podcast, where we ask the question, what does growth in dentistry mean to you? I'm Steve Jensen, a data dental nerd and your host. Welcome everyone back for another Growth in Dentistry podcast. I am super excited for today. It's going to be a little bit different. Normally we're jumping into numbers and workflows and how do we improve the operations of the practice. And today we're going to step back and we're going to look more at like a 30,000 foot view on the industry and talk through some really cool history of what's happened, where we've been, where we're going with my guest, Heather Colicchio. So now before I jump in and introduce her, I want to give a couple of shout outs, thank yous as always. So a huge shout out to the marketing team at Dental Intelligence and to Dental Intelligence for sponsoring this podcast. The marketing team does so much work week after week after week to produce this thing, and I'm super grateful for them. As always, they have an offering for the listeners. So right now, if you aren't using all of our products and are a current customer, or if you aren't using anything from Dental Intelligence and you want to check us out, they'll give you a $50 gift certificate just for getting a demo. So definitely check it out. There's cool new things they've released. We've got some cool new payments features coming out. We have payment plans that are available. We have some cool insurance features like insurance claims management that have been released and eligibility checks. So definitely check it out. If it's been a while, there have been so many cool releases that the team have worked hard on that definitely help improve the operations of the business. Now, that's all for announcements. I want to introduce Heather Colicchio, my guest today. So Heather is the founder and president of ADOM. ADOM is the American Association of Dental Office Managers, and I am a huge fan of this organization. When I first started at Dental Intelligence over 6 years ago, one of my very first assignments was, hey, we want you to like understand this organization. How can we partner with them? Because our founders at Dental Intelligence believed that there was a big thing happening there, that the mission of ADOM was important, not just to our business, but to this industry. And we wanted to help where we could align together with them. And so Heather started this organization back in 2005. So we're coming up on 20 years. And Heather, welcome to the show. I want to like introduce a little bit with you giving maybe some background. So thank you for joining. Will you tell folks a little bit about like why you started ADOM? And
absolutely. I'd love to tell the story. And thank you so much for having me, Steve. So I started ADOM, we are coming up on 20 years, about 20 years ago, with no previous dental experience or background, never worked in a dental practice. I owned my own business in the specialty coffee space, which is a whole whole other story.
This is fascinating.
I just went to the dentist to have my teeth cleaned. I owned a chain of gourmet cafes in hospitals and medical centers around New Jersey, and had been an entrepreneur. You know, I was still young, but that's all I knew was owning my own business. Mm-hmm. I had a good friend from college who is a dentist, and she was leaving a group practice to go solo, and she called me up one day, freaking out, saying I gave my notice, and I said, "Yeah, that's so exciting." She goes, "Yeah, except I know how to fill cavities. I don't know billing, coding, HR, software, all the things." And I said, "Well, surely there's got to be an association to help you. You know, I'm a member of the Specialty Coffee Association of America. They're my go-to association." She goes, "Oh, that would be great if there is." So in helping her look, we realized that there was not one at all. And from an outsider looking in, it really blew my mind to look at this industry that I knew nothing about, which actually was a gift, right? Because I came in with no preconceived notions, no loyalties, no nothing. And I'm going, this is bizarre. This is just insane. They have associations for dentists and assistants and hygienists and state dentists and specialty dentists, and nothing for the person who is running the business machine of the practice. That's the most critical part. You could be the best clinician on the planet. If you are not running a, you know, smooth and profitable business, you're out of business. So,
which I just want to highlight really, what you just said is so true. I can't tell you how many people I've met that are really skilled clinicians. Like, they're so good, but with the wrong, like, business moves, they can't operate. So yeah, absolutely. There's this massive gap that existed.
Massive gap. And, you know, a dental practice, you're running a million dollar, multi-million dollar business. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the person running this business got no formal, I mean, there was no formal training, no education, no nothing to start with, and then no support organization to help them to continue to develop in their career was just blew my mind. So very long story short, I started one. I said, there seems to be a need. Let me just poke around. And sure enough, it was overwhelming. So Adam was born. That's how Adam was born. And, you know, sold the coffee business. And here I am, you know, 20 years later. So yeah.
Which will you share a little bit of like the structure and movement? Because there's obviously like, there's a big national meeting that happens every year, which like, I think dentists are like familiar with, and they're used to going, and hygienists as well. Like, they'll go to the dental conference. So there's one of those for the office managers, but then there are also these local groups as well. Do you mind just like speaking briefly to like a little bit of the structure of what you created?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started ADOM as a completely virtual organization. So everything we did was virtual in the cloud. I mean, we were actually kind of ahead of our times. Everything was
in 2005. You know, that is definitely ahead of the cloud.
Looking like, back,
Facebook
we were
way, hasn't even like taken off yet then.
No, so. We were pre-Facebook, pre-everything. So yeah, we were definitely, you know, ahead of things there. We did our first annual meeting. And that was a disaster. And I tell the story because I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, this was all new to me. So it was in New York City and I couldn't give the tickets away, Steve, literally. Like, I was calling people like, hey, do you want to come get a free lunch? You know, we're having this one day event. So I think.
Which that's crazy to hear because today it sells out. You have to like book early. And me personally, I've gone to so many dental conferences around the whole country, probably most of them. And ADOM is my favorite conference to attend every single year. So,
Thank you. And you are a lot of fun to have there. I'll tell you guys.
It's like kind of crazy for me to hear that there was ever a moment when it wasn't like absolutely incredible. So that's
cool. It was a 20 year overnight success, as they say, right? Now, I mean, we are kind of known for our conferences and, you know, so yeah, they do sell out. The attendees sell out, the vendors sell out. But the very first one was not a sellout by far. It was actually, you know, yeah, fun days. So, but I learned a lot. So there's that, you know, on the silver lining. We had speakers in the morning and in the afternoon. And then all the managers came together at lunch. And the speakers were good. But at lunch, we had 80 office managers, you know, up high in this beautiful, you know, Skyride building in New York, looking over the skyline. And I just stepped back and I just watched them talk to each other. And I said, oh my God, like you could feel it in the air. Like it was palpable. Yeah. Like I got a tingle. Like
I just got the chills thinking about it.
They were so isolated, are so isolated in that in the dental practice, you know, there's no one else they can turn to. There aren't, you know, assistants. Sometimes there's multiple assistants or hygienists, or even doctors have their study clubs. There was literally nowhere for an office manager to turn to another office manager and say, how do you do this? Oh my God, you're experiencing that also. Like, so even though that first conference was a bust, I said, there's something here. Like, I can't give up on this. And then Lori Streeter came on a couple of years later and, you know, she really helped kind of, you know, move it forward. And now it is what it is today, which is one of the top dental conferences in the country. But yes, that's how so back to the question, sorry. We started virtually and that was great. You know, we provided forums and whatnot for our members to connect. Then we did our first live event, which financially was a bust. But like I said, I saw something there. So there's so much potential here. Like I can't not do this again. So we did our second, our third, and then, you know, things started clicking and we grew and grew. Now, as you can attest, there is so much energy at an ADOM conference. It's 3 days of education and learning and networking and community and support and love and all of these things. My goal was always just to provide business education, like teach these managers how to run a business. What was an organic byproduct that I never could have predicted was this overwhelming sense of community and this creation of this beautiful community. I mean, our members know each other, love each other, support one another, because you're not alone. Like they, before ADOM, they felt alone. They don't want anyone else to feel alone. So it's just this really tight knit supportive community. So the members said to us,
I'm going
to
speak to that. Like, so my wife's a hygienist. It's so funny. I had never considered that. Like, dentists, hygienist assistants, we'll go to school with people, you know, at least dentists and hygienists, 100%. They have like their classmates they graduated and they went to school with. So they've got like community and connection there. And then to your point, like their study groups and conferences they attend together. And that just like, that's kind of actually wild to me to think like that didn't exist at some point in dentistry. So like office managers would show up to work, but they'd go home and their friends aren't office managers. Like their friends are doing other things or not working at all, you know? So like, that's so interesting and so
it's very interesting.
It makes sense why a community formed so fast, because they finally found, oh, like these people get me and I can learn and we can learn together.
Absolutely. I've been at ADOM events where people who one stands out, they literally work down the street from one another and met, you know, a state away at an ADOM event. And they have no reason. Yeah, they're not friends with other managers. They don't have like you said, a graduating class or anything like that. So the community really, I mean, I don't want to came about, and the members, the attendees, you know, we'd all go home and it was like this high, we'd come off this high and then kind of crash going, oh, that was great, but that's only once a year. What do we do the other 363 days a year? And that's when our members, probably 10 years ago, started forming local ADOM chapters. So the goal of the chapters is to keep that education, networking, and community alive throughout the year. And they're amazing. We call them DPLNs, Dental Professional Learning Networks. We have about 40, 45 across the country. And what they do is they take all the best of ADOM that we do at a national level, and they bring it to a local level. For the most part, they meet four times a year. Oftentimes they'll bring in a speaker, but a lot of times they'll just do roundtables where they're sharing best practices. And they're kind of the lifeblood of the organization, because they're the in real life, you know, part of ADOM.
Yeah, the boots on the ground.
Yes, yes.
Now, tell me, I'd be interested to hear, Heather, your perspective. You know, when you got this thing started, you saw that there was an association. As best you can, could you speak to, like, how have you seen this role of kind of dental office manager, practice manager? I think there's, you know, kind of a variety of names that folks might use, admins within the industry. How have you seen that evolve over the last 20 years? Because I guarantee that what the work that you and the team have done at ADOM has helped like transform this into a much more professional, or like, this is what we do. I'm sure like back then, I can imagine like dentists probably owned more things, like did more of the accounting, closed out the books, and did more of the payroll and stuff. And I can just imagine as this role elevates and is provably better and more skilled and more educated, that you see some shifts there. So I'd love to hear kind of in your mind, what kind of shifts have you seen over the last 20 years? And then maybe even interested to hear, like, where do you picture this going into the future too? How do you picture it like making an impact on dentistry?
So we, you know, to your point, yes, the best I've heard it put is that ADOM has professionalized the title of dental office manager. We've taken it from a job to a career. And I think what we've done at ADOM is really separated the wheat from the chaff. So when ADOM started, a dental office manager could be anyone from, you know, someone who answered the phone to someone in a CFO type position, which there weren't many then. No difference.
Yeah.
What we've done is we've really kind of leveled up the position. So our members are the best of the best. They're you know, they're the most engaged. They're the one, I mean, they never cease to amaze me. And you know our members, Steve, but they run the practices as if they were their own. Like, it's beyond. So we've done a lot and through a lot of things, like our designation program, which you get to see, you know, fellowship and mastership and diplomat status. We've done a lot to really professionalize the title of dental office manager and practice administrator. But it's our members who kind of took it and ran with it. We provided the platform, but they took the education, and I've watched them like grow practices from one to two to five to 10. I've seen them take practices that were losing money and completely turn them around. I mean, all these wild success stories and things they were able to do with the support of ADOM and with the support of their ADOM tribe. So that's just been a joy. I mean, we, like I said, we're just the delivery system, but to see it in happen is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm interested to hear, how do you imagine, because so a couple of things just for listeners, maybe Heather speak to within ADOM, there obviously are, there's the conference, there's these local network groups that folks can engage with, attend those events to learn and grow themselves. But you also have this structure you've created that we haven't talked about that gives like formal designations to office managers. So do you mind like describing that for the listeners a little bit?
No, I would love to.
And then, yeah, like kind of talk through what that means, because if I'm sitting there listening and I'm thinking, okay, like maybe I don't have an office manager, or I would like to really level up what we're doing in the business, I think understanding these structures you've created to help understand like what's the education level, how much has someone invested in their skill at this role, I think this is where I would go looking if I was a dental practice owner. So will you describe the structure you've created for designations?
So at ADOM, it's not just the conference or the chapters. We are providing education every day, every week, every month through webcasts, livecasts, I mean, podcasts, all the things. We are constantly putting out content for our members so that they can adapt and grow and learn. And, you know, they're amazing. We can't ever put out enough education. That's how engaged they are. So when I started ADOM, I started getting calls from managers saying, you know, I went to a state show or a regional show, and I went to a course, what do I do with the CE? And I was like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So the more I got the calls, I'm like, wait, this doesn't seem right. They're going, taking time out of their day, out of their lives to attend these events to better the practice. They're earning CE, and there is nowhere for them to sort of house this CE. Mm-hmm. And so I said, that's got to change. So I worked with a bunch of organizations within dentistry, and we created the ADOM designation program. So the first level is the fellowship level. And to acquire fellowship status within ADOM, there's a bunch of requirements. I don't know them off the top of my head, but one is CE. You have to have a certain amount of continuing education. There are tests you have to pass on, you know, accounts receivable and, you know, financial reporting and all the things that show you have core competencies and that you, you know, can score really highly on them. So we put the program into place. We inducted our first class of fellows, maybe 2010, cap and gown ceremony, and they get to use FADOM title after their name. What I love about the program is it's not a one and done. It's not like you get it and then you're good. We are really, really tight on our distinction program. So you have to maintain, a designation after you receive it. So we started with the fellowship program. And after a couple of years, the fellows, we would audit them, make sure they're keeping up their CE. And then they said, well, what's next? I'm like, well, what do you mean what's next? They're like, well, fellowship's great, but what's next? So this is the passion. I'm an ADOM member. So we built the next level, which is mastership, and the next level after that, which is diplomat. And as you increase, you know, as you elevate through the levels, it gets harder and harder. So yeah, the content gets harder. The qualifications get harder. You have to actually be published, which I bring that up because that's the scariest part for members. Yeah, is that that's the scariest part for them, is getting published. But we help them, because I think our members, you don't realize what you know until you have to teach it. Mm-hmm. So we say, you know, okay, what are you really good at? Where do you feel confident? And we help them write about it, create an article about it, teach about it, and then help them get published in the dental industry. So that's our designation program in a nutshell.
Which is so cool, by the way. Like, you know, I have a lot of peers within the work that I do in software. And, you know, I'm looking at places like LinkedIn, and I'm finding, you know, other peers of mine that will write articles. And it's so helpful to hear from your peers when they're like, hey, like, this is the business I work at. Here's kind of what the business is like. And then here's how we're solving a very specific problem that I think is common to other people, you know, in my role. and to create the structure where one, there's you know, obviously the ability for an office manager to advance themselves and say, hey, I have a master designation within the ADOM, my ADOM membership is so cool. But then even just the deliverable of creating this engine of peer-to-peer content is so helpful. So if listeners are like, wow, I didn't even know this existed. Heather, is the best place to go find ADOM's content just to ADOM.com, just to the website?
Yeah, so it's actually dentalmanagers.com, but we put everything in a media hub. So I'm just pulling up that.
Yeah, cool. Specific. And I can throw some of this stuff in like the show notes. So we'll
Yeah, that would be great.
Dentalmanagers.com, and you guys can go and kind of sort through a lot of the education that's on there and some of the resources. But yeah, I mean, that's incredible. You know, there's for the master's designation, I just kind of pulled up some of the requirements that I could find online. 100 hours of CE credit. So just like, you know, a doctor or a hygienist has to keep, you know, a certain level of CE in order to stay, to keep their license. It's cool that you guys have a similar program going to make sure that these office managers, in order to keep their designation, are like continually investing in their education. Because this is an industry that doesn't stay stagnant. Like, you think about what you need to know 20 years ago is so different than what you need to know today. We've made advances.
What you had to know last year is so different from what you had to know today.
So you know, just from like a coding perspective, that changes every year. But then you think about technology improvements.
Oh my God.
Technology
yeah.
and how to implement it. And what did humans used to do that technology is doing? And how do we think through like thoughtfully using that? And it's just, there's constant movement. So I love that. And then, was recent, and maybe it feels recent to me, but I think recently you also announced the diplomat. So like one level higher, like you had members saying, hey, like we have a ton of masters in ADOM, which is awesome. And then you have one more that's a diplomat as well, right?
Diplomat right now is the highest status. And we've inducted a few classes now. I mean, we don't have a lot of diplomats, which is good. I don't want
a
lot.
It's a pretty high bar. That's like,
if we had a lot, it would be too easy. So
that's
hats off to the diplomats. It's dentalmanagers.com/blog. That's where all of our content is. And in this age of where everything comes down to content creation, how lucky we are to have members who are experts in their field. Like you were saying, you know, that we don't have to go out anymore and find the content. We just tap our members. They really are the experts. So it's great. I mean, just having this kind of hub where we can share all the content and keep everyone up to date is wonderful.
All right. Now I want to just hear from you before I kind of come in. We're almost up on time. So before I hit the last question, I just want to hear from you. Like, what is your favorite part about being in dentistry? And then I'm going to ask one more question.
Good question. You know, when I got into dental, I'm like, oh my God, it's probably the most boring thing ever. It is the most exciting industry.
Yeah.
Bar none. I mean, unless you're in dentistry, it's hard to describe it, but what I love about dentistry, so many things. I love, like you said, the technology. I mean, the technology is, I feel like so many things come to dentistry first for some reason. Early adopters, watching the software change year to year, watching the AI now is just like
amazing.
Mm-hmm. So exciting. So I would say that, you know, that's one of my favorite things is being just watching things evolve quickly. Mm-hmm. The other thing I love is the collaboration. There's such a spirit of collaboration in the dental industry that I know doesn't exist in other industries. So even you and I having this podcast today, I'm speaking to you from a conference where I just spoke on a panel. It's all about sharing. Because at the end of the day, I think we all, even though we all run businesses, at the end of the day in dentistry, there is the common focus of patient care. And like, we can all get on board for that. So at the end of the day, we're all on the same team. And it's such a spirit of collaboration that I'm so grateful to be in this industry. I couldn't imagine any other industry I'd want to work in.
Yeah, same. And by the way, I'm grateful for all the work that you've done to help up-level that office manager role. I mean, what a huge impact you've had in the last 20 years. And I wish there was a way that we could like measure that so you could put like your big stamp of approval. But I am so confident. I mean, there are just thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of office managers who have become up-leveled because of their association with ADOM. So So thank you, Heather. Now, to finish up the podcast, I ask everyone the same question. It's probably going to have a similar feel to the one I just did, but the question I ask every guest is, what does growth in dentistry mean to you? And I'd love to hear your answer to send us off.
So growth in dentistry to me means empowerment. That's how we've grown. That's how our members have grown. We don't teach them. We empower them to learn and to grow. And the future is bright if we keep empowering everyone to be the best they can be.
Yeah, brilliant. I think that's great. Succinct and simple. And what a good job you have done at empowering, by the way. Like, that's the other thing I will say. I show up to the ADOM conference every year. This is the first year I've missed it because I just welcomed a little baby girl to the fam. That happened 2 days before this conference. And every year I've shown up to the ADOM meeting, what amazes me time after time is the strength that is in that membership. Like, we are talking about some of the most powerful, thoughtful, creative, and engaging humans, I think, on the planet, that have found their way.
I would agree.
That have found their way into dentistry and are making waves in these local businesses. And the other thing I'll say is, it's so cool the way you've empowered these office managers, because they have a direct impact. I think people forget that dentistry, like these local dental practices, have a couple thousand community members that flow through them a couple times a year. And there aren't very many small businesses that have that kind of intimate opportunity to like take their energy and like give it to someone and pass it out into the community again. And these office managers are such wonderful people. So like, I'm so confident that they're just giving beautiful energy and passing it right back out into their communities as they come into these businesses. So Heather, thank you for joining. I think it's super cool for folks to hear more about ADOM. If you've never heard of the organization and you're like, wow, I want to like learn more, go to dentalmanagers. Let me make sure I have the website right so I don't say it wrong. Dentalmanagers.com is where they are. And then the annual membership's really not that much. So go ahead and get your office manager enrolled to get all the digital content so they can start doing that. And then definitely look into their local groups. You can see those on the website as well to get your office managers engaged with them. We're huge proponents of ADOM here at Dental Intelligence. So much so that last year we even bought a bunch of memberships and we're giving them to all of our new customers and telling them, hey, like now that you're signing on with DI, your office manager is probably committed to like growing the business, wants to like move and shake. And we couldn't think of a better thing than introducing you into this ADOM group. So we're huge fans. Definitely check them out. And Heather, once again, thank you for joining me and giving us a little bit of a history lesson on the dental office manager role and on ADOM. So
thank you, Steve. My pleasure.
Thanks for having me. And thanks to listeners for joining once again. This has been another episode of the Growth in Dentistry podcast. Thanks for showing up week after week and keep growing. We will talk soon.